Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. Welcome to Connect with Max and Polly. It's wonderful to have you here on a Thursday morning live here in California on my end. It is actually, we're just talking about the weather. It's a clear day, and it's really beautiful, but it's cold, but it's really nice here. So I hope that you have had a wonderful week. I hope that you have been feeling, I know this time, we'll talk about this in a little bit, this time of the year, it can get a little bit down because it's the cold and it's the dark and all of that stuff, but there is ways. Today we're going to talk a little bit about inspiration, inspiring yourself, what Paul and I are going to talk about. So welcome to the show. My name is Max Ryan. I am a spiritual teacher and transformation mentor. That means it's intuitive, of course, is that I help people to see the blocks that might be happening in their life and then understand about changing their perception of the blocks so that they can really truly have more peace and joy and flow in their life, so they can finally get on and live life more purposely and feel fantastic. You know, because you only have a certain amount of time in this body, so it's time to start feeling good. It's really time to feel good. So it's wonderful to have you here. My website and my business is called attractpositiveresults.com. You can find more about me there and what I do. And part of what I do and about me is my wonderful, incredible friend, Polly Wyrum, who we've known each other for quite a while now. So it's great to have you here, Polly.
Hey, Max. Hello, everybody. And thank you for that wonderful, warm welcome. I am Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive life coach, a writer, and speaker. And I love the life I live. So with that being said, that's what I like to really help other people do, is find a place where they love the life they live. And, you know, sometimes it starts... you like look at where you're at in your life and you just start chipping away at the things that aren't working. And it does sound easy, you know, when I say you start chipping it away at the things that aren't working, but it really is easy because you start paying attention to where you feel good and where you don't. And where you don't feel good, you figure out how to let that go, how to remove that from your life. And it really does happen. So that's really what I like to do, is help people really find that peace and ease in their life. So, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. That's with the number 2. I have a book out that's called Gateways to Peace also. And I have, I think, like a week left before my big reveal, which I've been talking about. I'm super excited about. I'm also, I just want to put this out there, in March 2nd, I'm going to be in Arizona, and I'm doing an event at a horse sanctuary, and I'm super excited. So I'll have that information up on my website in the next few days. And then locally in Anchorage, I think I'm doing one March 31st. So. And then Max and I do our weekly radio. So definitely call in at, where our number is 516-531-9809. Call in if you have, if you just want to share a miracle, or if you have questions and need a little guidance. So, Max, what you were talking, you brought up inspiration. Like, what inspires you? Like, sometimes when you feel like, oh, you know, I need a little help here. How do you connect to the inspiration?
Let's see. There's a few ways that I personally connect to, that I fall back on. One of them is to flood myself with images and music and things that I love. For example, and if anyone knows me, they know I love Marie Osmond. I love Olivia Newton-John. I love Charlie's Angels. I'm such a 70s child. And I will turn on the music. I'll look at the pictures. I'll start reading about it. I'll start being like, whoa. It just inspires me. In fact, I have a brand new Charlie's Angels t-shirt on right now. And you know what? It's like whatever feels good is what I'll tend to do. And sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in your like blah, 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 blah vibration. And, you know, I heard something when I was a kid, another 70s, 80s reference. It was, I remember reading that Madonna, she allowed herself to feel bad for 3 days. That's it. And once 3 days was up, she was like, I'm done. I'm moving on. And I've kind of lived with that philosophy. Allow yourself to feel, but then get inspired, do something, get out of your way, because it really does change things. So I just flood myself with things I love. That's one thing I do. What about you?
Oh, you know, for me, I like, you know, I have to connect to something, right? So, you know, whether it's in meditation and you connect to, you know, that energy of love and peace. But for me, I like to have little things that keep me going, like keep me inspired, keep me excited about life. And so, you know, for example, yesterday I made my flight tickets to Arizona for March. So I'll do little things that get me excited about things. Like, say I want to do a trip. I start researching the trip. I start pulling the little pieces together. And that gets me excited. It's something, you know, it's something that takes you out of your normal day-to-day routine, right? And sometimes the day-to-day routine, we don't need to be taken out of it, right? Sometimes we are living in the moment and it's feeling wonderful. And other times, not so much, right?
Yeah. I think that there's a, you know, the really great point that you had there, because I feel like that there's, you know, when we live in harmony and flow, there's like this kind of divine balance, harmony that you find of living in the moment, but then always having this kind of something to look forward to. You know, I feel like that's, you know, because it's part of the co-creating process. So you're like right now, I'm going to be doing this Australia thing, which I'll talk about. But it's like, you know, having something to look forward to. It's a project in your house, or you're making a travel thing, or you're writing something, or you're going to do something. That is a really great balance to have. Have something to look forward to, but be in the moment at the same time. Really good point.
It is. And it's, you know, it goes back to creating, because I'm sure that you, when you work with people, Max, you talk about, you know, we all are here to create something, right? To share love. And lots of times the way we share love is through our creations. So it's really creating that life. And the other thing is, our life is not static. I mean, we may say, okay, I work 9 to 5 or whatever, but you and I both know there a lot happens between 9 to 5. And it's not always the same thing. Right?
Sure, I mean, does.
Maybe you're sitting at the same desk, but there's a lot that happens between 9 to 5 that's not the same. And so being able to bring in different elements and things that you're, anyhow, that make you feel good. That's what it comes down to.
I agree. It could be a million different things. I want to take it just to pause for a second and tell people that we would love to talk to you. The number here, once again, is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. We would love to talk to you. I agree, Polly. It's like, you know, I think that most of us, we're so caught up in our daily have-tos, you know, our daily have-tos, that we forget that we have a choice to do and populate our life with little things. Like you said, it's so good. Little things that make you go, oh, I don't care if it's a picture or if it's a little tiny thing, that really does keep you in that flow. It's really important.
For sure.
Important. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure. Go ahead. You go.
And I know that you'll want to talk about this also, but because I know you. But, and it's been all over the news, so I'm sure you can figure out, and I'm not talking about the shutdown. I'm not talking about the wall. I'm talking about what happened between the Native American and the group of high school boys. That's what I want to talk about. And then I want to explore how, you know, how different the interviews were at the end, you know, the following the occurrence, you know, both of two people have been interviewed. And I really wanted to explore how different those are, how different the people came across. So what do you think about all that, Max?
Well, I feel like there's a few things. The first thing, it is interesting about those interviews. I haven't seen all of it, so, but I have seen enough to kind of make an observation. I think my observation right away from the beginning is that egoic mind will immediately find, now I'm not condoning anything that happened, I just want to say that, but it's an observation. Egoic mind will find things to divide us immediately, right? So noticing right away the huge uproar, and it was intense, I'm not condoning anything, but just looking at it to see how it's like, we've got to make somebody bad. We've got to make someone wrong. And that was my first thing. It was like, whoa, this is really intense. And then, because if I'm looking at it all from a macro spiritual point of view, separation is always the food for the ego. And making someone wrong is the food that keeps us from our peace. So I saw that in a really big way. That was my first impression of the whole thing. I have a couple of other things after that, though. Do you want to say? Or do you want to tell what your first impression was?
So for me, I didn't even watch the video. I mean, I actually didn't watch the...
I only watched a little tiny section of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same here. But I think what hit me the most is I saw an interview of a young man and how... Yes, but regardless of what happened, I would hope that... and I have three kids and I have learned, I'm sure I say this all the time, that... Every time I say my kids will never do that, they turn around and do it. So, but I would hope that if my child were in a situation where even if they were not purposely doing something hurtful to another person or disrespectful, but received that way, I would hope that my children would at least be able to stop and say, "I'm sorry that I made you feel that way."
Mm-hmm.
Right? As simple as that. Like even if they don't feel like they did something wrong, at least have the ability to say, "I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. I could have done better," or whatever. Right? At least acknowledge that somebody's feelings were, that something occurred. That's one thing. And then the other thing is the difference between, I guess, you know, if somebody comes across as they're having to protect their stance. That was the way the young gentleman came across, is like he was very confrontational in the way he was protecting what he did. When I don't,
defending.
You know, if you did nothing wrong, there's nothing to protect, right?
That's right.
And then the second thing, the elder is not as, I don't know how to say this, but not, you know, perhaps not as well-spoken or polished, right? But he spoke from the heart. And he spoke in a way that, you know, when he talked about going and having the opportunity to pray about it, he spoke from the heart. And so maybe the words, you know, maybe his vocabulary was not using words that, you know, you're learning in the AP classes, but he spoke from the heart.
Yep.
But it's true, right?
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in a classroom learning, you know, AP or learning words for the SAT exam. Different vocabulary. He spoke from the heart, and to me, that made a much bigger impression on me.
I agree. I agree. Now, this, you know, I also want to say this is that, you know, perception is everything, and you understand that perception is everything, right? So we're watching this one video or whatever, and then of course as it's gone on, there's all these other elements that we didn't see, right? Which is interesting to look at, which is really interesting to look at, because the ego will just be like, this is my point of view and this is right and whatever. But one thing I thought that was really fascinating, actually, was I think it was the day after the that video went viral through, basically it started off with one Twitter account. And Twitter came out afterwards, and they closed that Twitter account down. And the reason why they closed it down is that, and if any of the listeners don't know this, is that they started studying this account, and they realized that it's a bot account, meaning that it is a total bot, that it's a manipulative account that has been extreme in all its views. It said that it was this woman in California that was a teacher who is a non-existent. It was a completely fake account. And it was obviously that this kind of account was set up to divide people. And it was set up to make sure that people, that it inflamed anger. And it did exactly what it was going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that's really something that we all need to kind of look at in this day and age of what's going on with social media, because we tend to be like, oh, we go crazy, and we're like, oh my God, that's exactly what they wanted, they have wanted to do. And of course we're talking about Russian bots, of course, you know, that are trying to make sure that people stay divided in this country. And so that's a really fascinating fact about that whole thing, which gives another nuance to it. You know, nothing is ever black and white. It's always somewhere in the gray area.
For sure. I totally forgot that. I remember it was, wasn't it based, I can't remember. It wasn't coming out of Russia, but it was out of the country.
It was out of the country, and I think that they also alluded to that a lot of the Russian troll farms have changed their IP addresses so they look like they're in other countries, which is very interesting.
Yeah, and so it's
the nuance of everything, you know, it makes us all, I think in this day and age, this is a really important topic, I believe, to when you're consuming, you know, information from social media, to be smart, step back, and don't jump in and react, wait, and then respond in a way that feels right, not just this, you know, knee-jerk reactions to these things that are meant to get your reaction. That's what it's meant to do. You know, and so I think it's really important that we think about that. I really think it's really important.
And I also think, you know, here's the thing. We don't, things happen all over the world all the time. Things happen, you know, like even we can say in the school, right? And in wherever country, there are episodes just like this, right? Where people were, you know, whatever happened, it could have been misconstrued a million different ways, possibly disrespect, you know, or certainly there is disrespect all the time. But it's like, it's learning how much you're going to get engaged, how much you're going to engage in it, right? One of the reasons why I didn't even watch the video till last night or this morning. I did watch one interview last night and one this morning, but that's about it. It's like, you know, I recognize that I thought it was interesting the way that the interviews went, but am I going to lose sleep over this? Heavens no. And I think that's how we have to like look at a lot of stuff that's happening right now. Like, how much is it worth my peace?
Right. I agree. Yeah, because we have to mind our vibration. We've got to mind our vibration. And I think that the way that we are kind of Pavlov dog trained into the social media world, we don't even know that we're being manipulated. And so it's important for us to take a breath, step back, and look at things from a a more rational or more compassionate point of view. And also, I just want to say this, and we're going to go to a caller in a second. I also want to say that almost everything that's happening in our lives and in our world all has to do with where forgiveness lies. How much can we have an open heart to forgive? And I know a lot of people will be like, well, you know, and then you're going to be a doormat and whatever. There's a whole other reality that's happening that's not in this world of defense and attack. But this other reality that's happening is all flow, it is all love, and it's all peace. And if you can connect with that through forgiveness, it's your gateway to your peace and to your happiness. And the more that you can do that, the more, the better. I think that's the key to life. How much you can forgive somebody, you know, it's not condoning what they did, but it's forgiving them, that you know, and forgiving ourselves. It's important. All right, so that's a great topic. There's something else I want to talk about, but I want to go to a call. We've got a caller online. I just want to say this real quick. Again, if you want to call in for a mini reading or just to chime in on what we're talking about, you can call in at 516-531-9809. Give us a call. All right, let's go to this caller. This caller is from area code 850. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Hey. Good. I'm so glad you took my call.
Great. It's great to have you. What's your name?
My name is Darlene.
Darlene. So what are you thinking about what we're talking about, Darlene?
Well, vibrations, I do believe in 100% in manifesting too. I think vibrations is a lot in meditation, which is, it's harder to do than what people think. You have to get in a mindset of you have to do this, you know?
Yeah.
Am I making any sense?
Your mind. Yeah, you have to. Right. You have to retrain your mind, and it's not always easy because the ego and this world, it's going to keep you distracted, right, Darlene?
And talking about health, I have a real serious question, and
sure.
You know, I'm trying to find the power within myself because it's like no one seems to can find the answers, and I know it's not in my head. I know I'm not crazy. And I know something is wrong with my heart. And, you know, I have all four of my valves are regurgitating, but it's just mild. But I'm having chest pains that radiates up into my jaws. But they even done a heart catheterization, and my heart looked great. But yet I got the leaky heart valves and the chest pain, and I even came back with an abnormal stress test, but they still can't find anything. But yet the test came back abnormal. So it's like I am just racking my brain trying to figure out where do I look, you know? So I'm going through all of my medical records, even looking up different words of what they mean and trying to find a connection of something is either in my veins or my arteries or my heart. It's something because I felt like I was having a heart attack. I was driving down the road, and it's happened before. And they actually found the leaky heart valves a couple of years ago. And heart disease is so high in my family. It's like, I don't want to die of a heart attack. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out what's wrong.
Right.
Darlene, have you had, I don't know what state you live in, but, you know, I really believe in second opinions. And sometimes you have to get a third opinion. So you take that information and you can go to places like Cleveland Heart Clinic, or you can go to Mayo, and they will see you. You know, you get your records, you go there, and they're spectacular. So
really,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're really good.
I agree. I agree with you. Let me just say this really quickly, and then I'm going to let Polly talk because she's going to know than I am. But I want to say I feel like that there is a kind of a deception going on with some, and I think that has to do with with there's someone that's either that you need to move away either from your doctor now, or you need to open up to try to find a better, I mean, another opinion, really. I mean, I get that there's something around the information you're getting is not honestly qualified, but it's just not the right thing. Polly, go ahead, then I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, I mean, what state do you live in?
I live in Florida.
Okay, well, Mayo, there's a Mayo Clinic back there, isn't there?
I think I looked into a Mayo Clinic once before, but I don't think my insurance covers it.
Well, Cleveland Clinic, their insurance, I actually had to do the same thing. And I, you know, you go to Cleveland Clinic or to Mayo, and Cleveland is number one in the cardiac stuff. You go there, they get it done. You know, they do. You get the test, you have the test, and you get the results the same day. So it's one of those things. I strongly believe in going, getting the best health care that you can. And the second thing I strongly believe in is taking care of yourself. So you have to 100% commit to living a life, you know, saying I am worth living this life, and take care of yourself. So make all the good health choices that you can and cut the crappy people out of your life. It's like you have to commit to I'm worth this life.
Do you feel a certain area that I need to look at to kind of help me looking through my medical stuff, what I'm missing?
You know what? I think it's going to be really easy for them. Just take your cardiac stuff. That's what it is. Take all your records, and you can call them. I'm also getting something with blood pressure, though. There is a blood pressure element to it. But take all of your records, all of your cardiac records, and take them, and they will look at them. You can even, they actually offer a thing, or they did, where you can send your records, and they review them, and they give you their opinion without you even being there. But obviously, you need to be there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Definitely.
I want to say just one more thing before we wrap up. Darlene is that I'm also feeling like, you know, it's so obvious to me that you're not finding it because it's not an obvious physical thing. There is a physical thing, I can feel that, but it's not an obvious physical thing. But it's also not an obvious physical thing because it's also, like you said, a vibrational energetic thing. So I want you to start to do some heart chakra work, meaning sit down for 5 to 10 minutes a day and just you don't have to meditate, but just visualize and see beautiful green ball of light in your chest. And just feel that, because I feel like there's something with the past, there's something in your past with where your heart got really tight, you know, you were either heartbroken or something like that. There's something about that too. So I want you to just sit down and for 5 minutes a day and just put a timer on and just imagine a beautiful green light cleansing out that space with love, with peace, and with transcendent healing. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
I think that it is representative of the, I keep hearing relationship, of a relationship. So that we don't have to go into that, but I feel like that there's, so then you're going to be really actually doing all that you can do vibrationally and energetically, while, like what Polly was saying, do the practical thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, you said something about blood pressure. I've never had high blood pressure, but when I had that chest pain that radiated up into my jaws, my blood pressure had jumped to 180 over 104, but then when I got to the hospital, it went down. And I've never, in the whole time they monitored me for 2 days, nothing. I was back down to normal pressure. And then I had what they call a D-dimer, which was elevated, and usually you don't have that unless you pass a blood clot,
right.
But they couldn't find no blood clots.
Well, just take all your stuff. You're in good hands. Take all your stuff, ideally to Cleveland, and, you know, research that today. And just,
okay.
I really like what Max is suggesting is, in the meantime, I mean, you can get into them pretty darn quickly, but in the meantime, you know, visualize bringing in healing energy into your body, visualize your heart being healed, visualize your mind clearing, you know, connecting to all that beautiful energy that's healing you, and know that you'll be okay. I mean, that's another thing, is you have to connect to that that faith that you will be okay, that you're being taken to the right doctors, they're going to find it. And believe me, it'll be easy peasy for them.
I agree. I think you're going to get something really quickly, too. So thanks, Darlene.
I'm ready
help.
For the answers. You know, it's been going on for a couple years, you know.
Okay,
go check back with us.
Check back with us and tell us when it goes on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Darlene.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's frustrating when you can you know, I think that all of us probably have gone through something like this where it's like, no, I know something's wrong. No, I know. And your intuition's like, no, you don't know. You know, and it's really that can be really, really, really frustrating. And so, yeah, my heart goes out to her. Yeah, and you've had similar situations where you've had to deal with, you know, your heart and all that stuff.
You can relate. You know, I can relate, but there's so many people out there that, you know, in the last, I don't know, several years, that there's so many different types of syndromes or whatever that are being recognized now. But, you know, when they first, like, for example, just one that I was reading about the other day, there's something that causes paralysis with kids, like say they're 5 or 6 or something. Like this one family, they were taking their daughter to pediatricians. They couldn't figure it out. And so finally, you know, so they were just saying, oh, your daughter's doing it for attention. Finally, it was figured out by a specialist. But it's that type of thing where, you know, where the mom knew something was wrong, right? Or, you know, it can be you and you know something's wrong and they, they're like, nope, it's in your head. And then it's like after several years, it figured out. And I went through it and it's really frustrating. It's very frustrating. Sure. So I feel for you. Sure. So go to a specialist.
Like what the message I was getting to give to Darlene too is applicable for everything in our lives. It's like, you know, we have more power than we give ourselves. We have more connection to the healing source that has created universes.
Yes.
And we keep thinking, I just need to get the answer from the right person. And it's like, you know what? Put that out. Take those steps if you need to, but also don't give away your power. You have a direct line to, like I said, the power that has created universes. It is in you. It is within you. It is all around you and all of us. And so don't give that away. Do what you can on that level while you're moving.
Yeah. It's
really important.
That literally is why my life changed so much, is because I just, you know, I got the diagnosis, but I came back and I had to rest, but I was just in bed, like, resting, but that turned into meditation for hours every day, and that's how my life changed, and it was me just connecting to that awareness that I knew I would be okay, and we have the ability to do that. It's that space.
Right, and we're, like Darlene was saying, you know, we have to... It takes work to retrain our mind, because our mind will tell us, it's like, you don't have the answer, you got to go find it outside of yourself. We got to retrain our mind that we already do know, and we're connected to that energy for sure at all times. It doesn't mean that you don't take steps in the world, but know that your first stop is to turn inward and connect with that healing energy that can create miracles in your life. That's the first step. Most of us are kind of trained into thinking that's the last place you go. The last place you go when you're really desperate is to ask for a miracle. Ask for a miracle at the beginning. Connect with that miracle-mindedness and that energy at the beginning, and then you're going to start to see how your whole outlook about life and everything is going to change. So I want to tell everyone real quickly what the number here to call in is. 516-531-9809. We would love to talk to you. So One of the things I wanted to kind of bring up, because I think that it's, I mean, I know you said you didn't want to talk about a couple of things, but I feel like there's great metaphor in everything on the big level, on the macro level of life. And not particularly the wall, but particularly this kind of the shutdown, you know, this government shutdown thing. But I think it's really important for us to look at this and everything, look at it from a perspective that we can see the much more of the bigger picture, and also look at it, what it's really saying about this government shutdown. Because I feel like it's all over the place. Obviously, it's affecting hundreds of thousands of people's lives, for sure. And to me, just as my personal opinion, is that when I see this kind of thing happening and affecting hundreds and thousands of people's lives, I see it as a call for compassion. I see it as a call for compassion and how easy it is for us to either cut off that, you know, break that down, or we can say kind of like, well, are we going to wait for the government to save us, or are we going to reach out in compassion? You know, I feel like that's a big part of what's going on with this on a spiritual and metaphysical level, is that everything is love or a call for love. So how much compassion are we going to have? Or are we just going to keep complaining that the government's not doing anything and wait for someone to rescue us? Because it's like, you know, it's like the saying says, is that we are the people that we have been waiting to become. We're already it. So just be it now. So I think that that's one of the aspects of this whole government shutdown thing that I think that is a wonderful, positive way to look at it. What are you thinking about the shutdown, Polly?
I think it's really interesting because lots of times, you know, and I do this, you think it's like you see the government, or I see the government to our everyday life or to people around me, right? Like the government is composed of people that aren't living a life similarly to us. Like, you know, they're dealing with different things, like different jargon. You know, a lot of them have, a lot of them have a legal background. And I strongly believe that whatever profession you have, it kind of channels the way you think, right? So if you, if you go to law school, you certainly think, when you live your life, you think about it the way law school taught you to live your life. You chunk things up a certain way, right? And so I think about, okay, the people that are working for the government, they don't live life, you know, their lives are different than ours. And they have different priorities, whatever. And so I've often, you know, I've seen this separate, but this is bringing it into really there are a lot of people that work for the government who, so it's not just the political world, but it's the people that work for the government that actually have impact in, they touch our lives daily, right?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, I wasn't putting two and two together, right? They touch our lives daily. They affect our lives daily. And so it's kind of like the fingers of the political system that touch our lives. And now there's awareness to that, right? And it's not just the political world that's being affected.
Yeah, exactly. It's that the reminder how we're all so interconnected. We're all so interconnected. And so it's this idea that you look and see, it's like we take these things where we don't even realize. It's like I was watching something the other day. It's like, you know, there's parts of the government right now and the Secret Service and Secret Service, the FBI, that are saying, we don't have money to buy tires for what we need. We don't have money for this and all this other stuff. And it's like, you don't even think about those things. But that's what's happening, and it's affecting us because we're all connected. No matter how much we want to think we're separate, we're all connected. So these kind of things are a beautiful way to be like, wait a second, hold on. This is really important. You know, you see those really wonderful short little clips of people, you know, saying things to the TSA workers in the in the airport saying thank you so much for coming to work, even though you're not getting paid and all this stuff, because people get it. You know, there's a, I mean, not everyone, I'm sure, but, you know, there's a segment of society that is getting, it's like, we've got to work together. We all got to work together. And you got to have compassion for your, you know, your brothers and sisters on this journey, because, you know, it could be you. It could be you. And it is you.
Well,
and when they're suffering, you're suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, and I totally agree with when there's suffering anywhere in the world, we are all suffering. But here's the thing, I feel like instead of doing a shutdown, instead of doing a government shutdown, because that is not truly affecting the people that caused the shutdown, right? It's not. They still, it's not. They still have a bed to sleep in. They still have food. Their life isn't changing. They can do whatever the heck they want. They can go play golf. They can whatever, right?
Yeah.
But you know what would affect them is if they decided, you know, if they took the pawn out of it, right? The middle, the person that's being hurt are the workers that aren't being paid. How about if we, instead of the people, the workers who have nothing to do with it, how about if we take them out of the equation, have a shutdown for pay, you know, for the people that need to come
that
up
aren't
with,
doing,
with
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
To settle on something. How about come up with them not being paid for a while?
I actually, right?
We might have a, it might be resolved a little sooner, because when it's somebody else that, you know, the gardener, whatever, you're not, it's like, whatever.
Right. I know. It's like, you know, I don't know if you saw this. It was really, let me just tell everyone the number to call in really quickly. It's 516-531-9809 if you'd like to call in. 516-9809. Please call in. But I saw a video yesterday of a woman who went to the Capitol, and she was a guard at the Smithsonian Institute. Which is right there in Washington, D.C. And her plea was just so heartbreaking. And she's just like, I am on a limited income. She's already on all these different things. She's a guard. She goes there. And she was just, she just broke down. She was just like, someone's got to pay my rent. Someone's got to, and it was so moving. And it was so, and it wasn't manipulative at all. It was so truthful. And I just thought, you know, she's standing in the place where these people that have the power to say, you know what, we could change things, and they, if you're right, if they were feeling like she is feeling, oh boy,
yeah,
something would happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something would happen.
Yeah, you know what reminds me of is, you know, when you have two people in a very bitter divorce,
mm-hmm.
and who gets, who suffers the most if they have children? It's the children. And
yes.
So we have two things that are pretty bitter right now, two sides that are pretty bitter. Who's suffering
mm-hmm.
the most? It's not those
mm-hmm.
sides. It's
yeah.
not side A or side B at all.
No. It's not. I mean, I think there's a couple of people, a couple of senators, and I think a couple of congressmen that were saying that they are going to start to take the money that they've been making during the shutdown and start to put it right into all of these, like, these food banks and all this other stuff.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah, which is a nice thing.
That is nice.
So.
And I'm not for bringing that up, because I'm not saying it's like, you know, I'm not saying that everybody's bad or making bad, whatever. It's the situation
no.
that we're in. So
it is, but it's also about, like, what you were saying about everybody. You know, this is always a call for how much our heart can open and how much we can be compassionate and taking responsibility and saying, you know what, we're all in this together. But, you know, politics is not not based on that, is it?
No.
Okay. Hey, so I wanted to just mention really quickly here a couple of things that are coming up for me. First thing I'm really excited is that I'm going to be going to Australia for the very first time. Really excited about that. I'll be in Melbourne and I'll be in Sydney, and I'm doing a very special event in Sydney. So if there's any people in Australia that would like to come to a very intimate gathering on Friday, March 15th. It's going to be very intimate, probably about 8 to 10 people, where we do energy work. I do some channeling. We do readings, and maybe possibly there's going to be some someone from the other side, from your loved ones, come through. They're really beautiful evenings. This is something that I've done with Polly, but I'm doing it on my own, and I'm going to be doing it in Australia. So please let me know if you're interested in that. You go to attractpositiveresults.com and you can send me an email about that. I'm really excited. And also, I will say this, is that if there's any Australians out there that have any recommendations of things that I must do while I'm in Melbourne or Australia, I love to hear that. So please reach out to me. I would love that. I wanted to say that. One other thing. I'm doing the same exact thing tomorrow night online, a Divine Message group online. And so I think we have two spaces left. So if you would like to come to an online message and channeling divine message gathering tomorrow night online, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com to the store, and you can join us. I'll say those two things. So good things happening. Lots of divine messages happening.
I am so – you were so lucky to be going to Australia. I was going to say jealous because I am a little bit jealous, but – you are so lucky, and I know you are going to love it. That is awesome.
Well,
so awesome.
You know how it all, like, fell into my lap, really. And it keeps falling into my lap. Everything keeps falling into my lap. Because
yes.
You know when you make the right decision and everything falls in your lap, you're doing the right thing. You know?
Yes.
It was like, you know, I got this, and, you know, I talked to you. That night I got this email, this airfare that was like, are you kidding me? I had to like grab that airfare, and I was like, I'm going. And then everything has been falling into line after that. You know, an event in Melbourne sold out, and then this is happening, and then an incredible friend of mine is really helping, just give me a huge gift, and it's just all falling in line. And you know that you're doing the right thing when things out of your control are just falling into place. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey,
wait, you've been to Australia?
No, I haven't. That's on my to-do list.
Right, okay.
My bucket list. Right. It is. No, it's one of the places I really want to go. And now I'm like, because we got my dream home in Arizona, so I'll split between Alaska and Arizona. But now I really feel like this hunkering to just really – I really want to spend time and get settled in Arizona, and so I'll be there next winter to get settled there before I do any other traveling. Like, that's really important to me, so much to my family's dismay, because they want to do the traveling, but I feel like I really want to be in Arizona and just get settled there and feel like that's my home. So
yeah.
That's
a new adventure in itself.
It is. I'm so flippin' excited about it. And for me, it's the dirt. It always boils down to the dirt or the animals. But that's the thing, is like, I really want to feel like what that feels like, because I know what Alaska feels like. I know, right? But for me, it's like really getting, like, doing a lot of stuff, a lot of meditation, a lot of stuff outdoors. It's so important to me. And that's like how I connect, because I feel like I need to make that connection before I go off on other adventures. The connection.
Yeah.
It all boils down to that. But if you don't mind, so I write a blog every other week. It's on my website, and it goes to Soul Spring and some other places. But each blog, I put a small channeling at the end of it. And so I was going to share the channeled message at my last blog. And
right.
You can look at it kind of like a meditation. But my last blog was about living life with a supple heart, meaning that, you know, if we have a supple heart, we have the ability to move, you know, say we're feeling sad or feeling lonely or fearful, we have the ability to move from that place to a place of love or happiness or joy, you know, instantaneously. But we have our heart and our mind is supple. We there's nothing blocking us from moving to that next stage of happiness, right? As soon as we think of happiness, we have the ability to be happy, right? And that's living with a supple heart. And so that's what my blog is about. But so my channel message following that, I'll read it with you. And so if you're listening, take a nice big breath. And if you can close your eyes, do that, because this can be a meditation and it carries a vibration of peace. So take that nice breath in and release. Imagine the gift of just observing humankind. Imagine watching when people are experiencing shame, fright, and fear. You also observe the experience of courage, joy, and pure love. The energy of joy creates a vortex that pulls love, courage, and all the sweetness of life into it. This vortex is always around you, even part of you. Feel it. The energy of fear and loneliness creates a separate vortex. Your thoughts can pull you into this experience just as they can pull you into the experience of love. These ribbons of consciousness or human awareness are always expanding and contracting in accordance to your beliefs and thoughts, even emotions. You have the ability to control what you want to experience in your life. Start with your emotions. Observe what and who brings you into the vortex of love. This is meant to guide you deeper into the world where only expressions of love remain. Higher up, we no longer connect with anything but love. The rest has been released and transformed into love. There are no words or hinges of anything but love. As you explore even deeper into our world, you experience the ability to review your entire existence with the notion of love. Every act, thought, and word is reviewed. You see the ripples caused by your kindness and insight. You see the gifts you have shared with others. You experience the gratitude again and again. You fall in deeper and deeper and see how others have shared with you. Their kindness, words, and actions triggered a memory of awareness in your heart. You understand the gifts in each lesson. You witness every miracle that occurred. In recognizing that everything can be viewed with the emotion and connection to love, nothing else exists. It is impossible to experience anything but love. The energy all around you and within you is love. Only love remains. Big breath in and release.
So beautiful.
Well, thank you for letting me share that.
Sounds beautiful. Thank you, Polly. That was awesome. Really, really beautiful. All right. It was a nice, wonderful discussion today. That was a really, really nice way to kind of seal the show off, Polly. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. And please let us know what's going on with you. Go to our Facebook group, our Instagram, our websites. You know, my website, attractpositiveresults.com. Or Polly's website, which is
gatewaystopeace.com. But that's soon changing. But for right now, it is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. So, and my book is Gateways to Peace, so easy to remember.
Love it. I love it. All right, my friend, thank you for all your wisdom and all your love, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week. Let's say goodbye.
Awesome. Bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are @ConnectsMaxandPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.